Hello, everyone. This is Stephen McGarvey for LifeAudio.com. Our highest priority at Life Audio is to create content that helps Christians find practical ways to apply their faith to all the challenges of life. And right now, it seems like there's no greater challenge we all face than the coronavirus global pandemic. In an effort to quickly respond to what could be the most critical issue of our time, we've partnered with pastor and author Daniel Darling to create this new podcast, Christians in a Time of Coronavirus. Dan is the Vice President of Communications at the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And here he takes a look at the host of issues and problems created for us by this pandemic and how Christians can face them with courage and a hope for our future. While the national outlook seems bleak, we know that Christians can be a source of light in a time of darkness. We hope that this podcast can be a light for you and that you find it insightful and encouraging.
Hello, this is Dan Darling here with a special podcast, Christians in the Time of Coronavirus, and glad you're joining me today. Today I want to read a passage from Isaiah chapter 40. If you know any of the background of Isaiah, it's a wonderful, great book. I think most of us know this book for its prophecy. There's a lot of prophecies in here that talk about the coming of the Messiah that were fulfilled when Jesus came as a baby. There's a lot of prophecies, a lot of description of what it looks like in the new heavens and new earth, New Jerusalem, the kingdom of God. But it's also a book that's filled with a lot of rebuke for God's people, Israel, who had disobeyed. They'd in many ways rejected him, and God had sent them into captivity. There are people that have turmoil and tumult and difficulty and hardship. And Isaiah is both sharing with them what God is doing to them, but also giving them hope that even though they may be scattered among the nations, that there's going to be a day when God will call out a new people and a new kingdom, and a new one greater than David will come to rescue them. And Isaiah 40 is a really great passage because it's just very encouraging, I think, not just for the people of Israel at that time, but I think can apply to us today. We're not in the same situation as the nation of Israel. We're in the new covenant time, but a lot of these promises can still be applied to us today, and particularly for people in a time of uncertainty, of testing, of difficulty, of looking and asking the Lord, what are you doing? And things seem impossible. You may be facing an impossible situation right now. So I just want to read here from Isaiah chapter 40, and let's start in verse 25. It's the prophet says, "To whom will you compare me, or who is my equal?" asked the Holy One. "Look up and see who created these, who brings out the stars by number. He calls all of them by name because of his great power and strength. Not one of them is missing. Jacob, why do you say, and Israel, why do you assert, 'My way is hidden from the Lord, and my claim is ignored by my God'? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. There is no limit to his understanding. He gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Youths may become faint and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not faint." Man, I read this passage a few days ago when I was really discouraged about just a lot of things related to what's going on with the coronavirus. How long is this going to be happening? Are there going to be cases piling up? Are people, the vulnerable, going to be at risk? Are we doing the right things as a country? How long are we going to be shut down? All those questions that all of you, that you have undoubtedly as you're listening to this, that all of us are having. And I read this passage and it was just very encouraging. I just love the way that the passage goes. God is saying, to whom will you compare me? The bigness of God. Is your God too small? Is a great question for us to ask. To whom will you compare me? Or who is my equal? Asked the Holy One. Look up and see. Who created these? He brings out the stars by number. He calls them all by name. Sometimes we just have to ask ourselves, is God big enough for the problem that I'm facing? Have I finally found a problem or an issue or a circumstance or a difficulty that's too big for him? Look up and see. Sometimes we have to look up from our problems and the circumstance and see who created these. He brings out the stars by number. He calls them all by name. Because of his great power and strength, not one of them is missing. The God who fashioned the stars, who breathed creation into existence, who gave you and me the breath of life, the God who sent Jesus to this earth to die on the cross to pay for our sins, to rise again, and then defeat sin, death, and the grave, the one who holds creation together by the word of his power, is he too small for our problem? Is our problem too big for him? It's not. God is asking, and it's a very similar question that he asked Job when Job said, God, why are you allowing all this to happen? A very reasonable question, by the way. Something that we ask the Lord all the time. God doesn't give Job an answer. He doesn't say, well, this is why I put this trial in your life and made you sick and took away your children and sent friends that were discouraging to you. He just says, hey, Job, were you there when I laid the foundations of the earth? No. Okay. Did I consult you when I did all this? No. Okay. Just checking. This is essentially what Isaiah is saying. How big is your God? And ultimately, most of our doubts and fears come from the fact that we have too small of a God. I love this part. Jacob, why do you say in Israel, why do you assert my way is hidden from the Lord and my claim is ignored by my God? How often do we think that, yes, God is big, and yes, God is powerful, and yes, God is almighty, and yes, God is not wringing his hands over the state of the world. He's not up in heaven saying, oh man, the coronavirus, I didn't see that coming. But in our particular situation, as it relates to this, we might say, yeah, God may not see that. He may be overlooking that. He's superintending all these other things. He's powerful, all these other things. But my job and my relationship and my career and my family and my friends and my situation, my house, my mortgage payment, my electric bill, my sickness, well, maybe it's just not important enough for God. Or maybe he doesn't see it. And Isaiah says, no. He says, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth. He never becomes faint or weary. So it's not like God has met everyone else's needs and he's so tired. He's not got time for yours. And there's times for me as a dad that I've met everyone's needs. Or I've worked hard, come home, and I just don't have time for my kids, or I don't have time to do something, or I'm worn out and I just got nothing left, right? You ever have a time where you just have nothing left? But there's no limit to God's strength. He never becomes faint or weary. He's not too tired for your doubts or your fears or your questions. He's not too weary for your problems and your situation. He's not giving you leftovers. If you are in Christ and you're a child of God, it says he gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Do you feel faint today? I've had days this over the last 2 or 3 weeks that I felt very faint spiritually. And I felt very powerless spiritually. Uncertainty and fear just gripped my heart. God gives strength. There was one night I went to bed just, I read an article about the coronavirus. One of the worst case scenario projections, and I was so gripped with terror and fear. And I'm not someone that's usually gripped with terror and fear. I'm typically optimistic and sunny if you ask my colleagues or anybody that knows me, but I just went to bed so fearful. And I prayed and prayed. And in the morning, God gave me this fresh burst of spiritual strength that I can't explain. The Bible says he gives strength to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Do you feel that way today? God can give you strength and power for what you're facing. Youths may become faint and weary, and young men stumble and fall, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. And what Isaiah is saying, what those scriptures are saying, is a sign of spiritual depth and maturity is that we run to the Lord to have our strength renewed. We may become faint and weary, but those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not faint. We don't always feel like we're soaring. A lot of times we feel like we're kind of flapping and flailing. But in Christ, we can soar. It doesn't mean we always feel great. It doesn't mean we walk around this sort of on cloud nine all the time. That's not what he's saying. But he's saying in the midst of difficulty and hardship and uncertainty and fear, we can find a way to soar above it and to continue running. It says they will run and not be weary. It doesn't mean we stop. It means you persevere. We keep going. But we can do it and not become weary. We can walk and not faint. God can give us that strength. Why? Because he's big. He's a big God. There's no equal to him. Elsewhere in Isaiah, it says, is my hand shortened? In other words, has God suddenly become powerless? No. We can become strength because God is a big God. He has no equals. He's the one who put the stars in place. He created the world. And yet, as almighty and powerful as he is, this passage also says, our way is not hidden from the Lord. And our claim is not ignored by God. The everlasting God, the creator of the whole earth, bends his ear, listens to our needs, knows what we need. He knows what we need more than we do. He knows what's good for us more than we do. He sympathizes with our pleas and our cries. They are not alien to him. And we can run to the Lord for strength in the midst of hardship, in the midst of difficulty. I'm thinking that maybe you're a medical worker today on the front lines. And you have to get up every day and find the strength to care for people. And I'm saying God can give you that strength. Maybe you're a mom who suddenly have to homeschool her kids in the midst of this coronavirus thing, and you never even have thought about how to do that. God can give you strength. Maybe you're a single parent trying to pull it all together. Maybe you're someone who lost their job and you're just wondering how you're going to make ends meet. Maybe you're a pastor right now who's listening who is facing an uncertain future because churches have had to close and you're wondering about your financial future. Maybe you're a civic leader, a political leader, a mayor, a state representative, a congressman, a senator. Maybe you work in Washington, D.C. in some position. And you're just saying, how can I get through this? How can I find strength to go to work every day? God can give you supernatural spiritual strength in the midst of your crisis. I hope that encourages you today. I encourage you to dwell a little bit on Isaiah 40. And thank you for joining me today for this Christians in a Time of Coronavirus podcast.
Thanks for listening to Christians in a Time of Coronavirus, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you like what you've heard today, we hope that you'll share our podcast with your friends. And we'd love for you to leave us a review so more listeners can find us. To learn more about Dan Darling's books, projects, and podcasts, head over to his website, danieldarling.com, or check out the show notes of this episode. This episode was produced by Kelly Givens and me, Stephen McGarvey. It was edited by Stephen Sanders. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Hi friend, are you stressed, maybe even worried about so many needs around you that you've forgotten you are worth taking care of too? Well, I'm Bonnie Gray, the host of Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I want to invite you to join me as I share practical tips based on science, inspired by God's Word, to help you spark joy and restore God's peace and love to your soul. Subscribe now and go to lifeaudio.com.